All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. You know, the Arizona Cardinals can look back and say that they had a tremendous regular season, but obviously things did not work out that way for the Cards in the postseason. They fell on the road this past Saturday to the Carolina Panthers in the NFC wildcard game by the score of 27-16. Now, for their efforts, the Arizona Cardinals were only able to muster 78 yards of total offense in this game. And you look at the injuries that this team sustained all season long. Of course, in this game, they had Ryan Lindley as their starting quarterback. And this is basically a guy who was their fourth string quarterback. No Carson Palmer, who was lost for the season with an ACL injury. And then right after him, Drew Stanton, the backup, went down. There was no Andre Ellington at running back. You look at guys like Darnell Dockett and John Abraham that were lost on the defensive end. And this is a credit to Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians for having the ability to have his team persevere. Now, I know some people are going to say, well, a lot of those games were won earlier in the season. But you have to go back and look. This was a team that really did not have Carson Palmer for too many games to start the year. They went 2-1 without him between weeks 2 and 5. He came back in week 6. They had him until week 10 when he went down with that knee injury against the St. Louis Rams. But this was a team, they were able to take care of business early in the season. They beat the teams that they were supposed to beat. They had those two back-to-back big victories over the Philadelphia Eagles and the Dallas Cowboys midseason. Granted, the Cowboys were without their starting quarterback in that game in Tony Romo, but this Cardinals team was able to go out there and take care of business. Coming down the stretch, it wasn't as easy. You look at the fact that they lost 4 out of their last 6. 2 of those games were to the Seattle Seahawks, the team that would go on and win the NFC West and get the top seed throughout the NFC playoffs. And they just ran out of bullets. That's it. You know, some people may look at the fact, well, it's a Super Bowl jinx because of the fact that the Cardinals are hosting the Super Bowl this season. But, you know, they still had a good season. And unfortunately for them, it did not work out. It's all about when sometimes it's all about when you play teams in the National Football League and you want to get them when you're hot and possibly the other team isn't. And right now, the Carolina Panthers were a hot team while the Arizona Cardinals simply were not. So going into the offseason, you know, this was a team-friendly contract for the Cardinals as far as signing Carson Palmer during the year. And they are hopeful that he can come back and get healthy. But if you're Cardinals head coach Bruce Arians coming up this spring in the NFL draft, you want to look and see if you can find your quarterback of the future. He used a mid-round pick last spring on former Virginia Tech quarterback Logan Thomas. But Thomas is not that guy. I mean, he had a few instances where he played this season, and he was really only 1 of 9 for 81 yards. So you can really see that Logan Thomas really is not that guy. And I don't think that the Cardinals have that guy on their team to carry them at least 5 years or more down the road, because Carson Palmer only has 1, maybe 2 more good years in him. Now, this more than likely was a swan song for Larry Fitzgerald with the Cardinals organization. Of course, he has a huge salary cap number coming up for next season. And of course, he's on the other side of 30 as far as being a wide receiver. And it's a situation where the Cards may simply look to move on. At the end of the day, nothing personal against Larry Fitzgerald, but it is what it is. And it is a business. So we just have to wait and see on those things. But the Arizona Cardinals still play in a tough division out there in the NFC West. You don't know what's going to happen with the Niners heading into next season. You know the Seahawks and the St. Louis Rams are still going to be tough. So the Cardinals are going to be right there as long as they get their quarterback situation all taken care of. Folks, I want to once again thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Friday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, as I will be breaking down the upcoming national championship game in the world of college football between the Ohio State Buckeyes and the Oregon Ducks. Now, if you're on Facebook, please be sure to check out the page and like it at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. And if you're on Twitter, you can follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And if you follow me, I'll be more than happy to follow you right back. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.